Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Whether you're moving earth on a job site or in the fields, mowing your acreage, or harvesting the crops, Livingston Machinery Company in Oklahoma can help you find the right equipment for the job. With a unique product line of agricultural machinery and construction equipment, Livingston Machinery supplies farmers, precision farmers, contractors, even homeowners throughout Oklahoma. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world. Visit LivingstonMachinery.com or visit one of our locations in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
Well, cattle producers, it's the big event. Over 500 head will sell over a two-day period, Friday, August 23rd, Saturday, August 24th, at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Express Ranches selling 150 registered Angus females Friday afternoon, 11 a.m. Saturday morning. The big event sale continues with 250 lots. For details, call them 800-664-3977 or go to expressranches.com. The big event, Express Ranches, 23rd, 24th of August.
Justin, how did our futures markets do today?
Well, the grain futures closed weak across the board in all three commodity contracts. And there was some favorable rain across northern parts of the Midwest overnight. And then the midday forecast today was a little wetter for Iowa and then northern Illinois here for the next 24 hours or so. But the long-term forecast still suggests a little warmer, a little drier into the 1st of September. So there still needs some rain. You know, they're about 25% of the normal rainfall since the 1st of July, so they need that rain. There's still talk of early frost, but that has moved to the back burner for the time being, and the Pro Farmer Crop Tour has kind of come to the front. It's coming in a little bit better than expected, but there are some areas that that are a bit of concern. For instance, in Iowa, the bean crop is considered about 20% less, or at least the pods they've counted are about 20% less overall than the three-year average, and so that's a little disappointing. Soybeans in Illinois were just a little bit worse than average, but better than last year. If you look at the corn, it was actually pretty good in Iowa, about 3 to 5% above the three-year average, and then the corn yield in Illinois was 170.5. The USDA currently has it at 165. So there's some good things for corn, a little bit bad things for bean, but overall it's coming in okay.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
Cattle producers, make plans to attend the Pollard Farms Angus Female Sale this Sunday, August 25th at 12 noon at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. Some of the leading genetics in the Angus breed will be available. There'll be 160 heads selling as 113 lots, including proven donor dams, elite ET matings, fall yearling heifers, spring heifer calves, fall calving females, spring pairs, bred cows, and spring bred heifers. For more information, call the ranch at 580-758-1464 or go online at pollardfarms.com.
Justin, what news were the traders looking at today?
We also had an export report this morning that was considered fair. Exports for beans were just under 35 million bushels, or 947,000 metric tons. Corn came in just under 20 million bushels, and then wheat came in at 494,000 metric tons, or about a little over 18 million bushels total. Cotton, 81,000 bales were exported. And if you look at the cotton futures here, we've sold off about 9 cents from the high just a few days ago. In December, cotton closed at 84.18. That's really important as cotton grows in Texas and in southwest Oklahoma. You know, there's a lot of people watching that, and we will continue to do that going forward. In terms of the corn was down 10 to 18 cents today. Really led lower by that Pro Farmer Crop Tour. That report will be released on Friday afternoon at 1:30 p.m. Soybeans led lower really by the corn. They were 10 to 17 lower. And then wheat futures were about 6 to 9 lower. Overall weakness was kind of contributed to the improving in the drought monitor. The latest round of drought monitor numbers came out this morning. It showed that the western Oklahoma, Texas, western Kansas, all those big winter wheat areas, which we'll be planting in the next little bit, have improved, and they're not as dry as they were just a short time ago. So that's pressuring wheat. July 14 is down 7 cents at about 6.95.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Recapping a few of our market numbers from today, August live cattle were down 80 cents at 123.35. August feeders were off 12 cents at 155.45. And October lean hogs were down $1.42 at 84.40. Kansas City September wheat down 5.25 cents at 6.94 1/4. Chicago September corn off 10.5 cents at 487.5. And September soybeans off 11 cents at 13.22. October cotton up 4 points today at 83.95. That's a look at your afternoon markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.